ready to dive in? Welcome to Adventures in Truth Podcast. Every episode explores, expands, and evolves the truths we encounter and experience in our human quest for clarity, joy, and exponential growth. And now, here is your host, Jim Case. Welcome to Adventures in Truth Podcast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another Adventures in Truth Livecast. My name is Jim Case. I am the host of the show, and I'm excited that you're here. Thank you very much for being a part of the Adventures in Truth family, and thank you for watching or listening, depending on how you're receiving this. I would ask, depending on where you are, we are on E360 TV live right now at this moment. You can watch on my website at adventuresintruth.com. You can watch on E360 TV at .com or the app itself. The app is on Roku and Amazon and Amazon Fire and Apple TV, all those great places you can download that app. And then I'm also on Facebook Live and YouTube Live. So if you're in any of those places and you can, please make sure you subscribe or like the show and share it with your friends. If you're on Facebook and you see the live window, you can share that live window anywhere. I appreciate it if you do, and let more people know that we're here. But welcome to the show. And today we got a great topic for you today. We're going to talk about awakening. And in this, in particular, that your awakening is as unique as you are. And, you know, we hear a lot, I think we talk a lot, and we're going to have, we have a couple of great co-hosts today. Jules Arness and Jennifer Thompson are here to talk about this awakening process with us. And this is a series of talks that we're doing in September, October, November, leading up to an awesome event that's going to be happening in November that I want you to be aware of. And that is the Activate Your Evolution virtual retreat from November 11th to the 14th. And activateevolution.com is where you can go to see that. I do have that link here. Let me put it up real quick. They're going to talk, the ladies are going to talk more about that at the end of the show, but I wanted to tease that out because it's all leading to this great retreat that we're going to be participating in here. So they'll be with us in just a moment. And again, thank you for being here. And we will be back right after this break. We'll see you in just a sec. Super exciting stuff, guys. This is the anniversary of my release. Actually, my book released 2 days ago, a year ago. I can't even begin to thank all of you out there who have ordered my book, who've read the book, who've reviewed my book. If you haven't done any of those three, please consider all of them. I appreciate it very much. But the book has done very well. Fear is a Choice, Unraveling the Illusion of Our Separation from Love. This is a powerful book about changing your relationship with fear. And to me, as a part of this whole concept of awakening, this is sort of a foundational element to me. We are entrained into fear from the time we are conceived, quite honestly, because all of the emotional content and belief systems and ideas that started in the womb, your mother and father had contributed to that along the way. The point of it is to understand that we are entrained into fear. We don't come fearing. We don't come bearing fear. We are entrained to that process. And so we can, that's why I say clearly it's a choice. We can change that relationship and we can operate differently in the world when we do, because the fear consciousness dumbs down our world. The fear consciousness kind of reduces our impact because we see from a much more limited perspective. I have this sort of idea of like a monocle or looking through a single tube, which greatly limits your ability to see, but it also limits the energy that's available to you because that's at a vibrational level that doesn't allow for a lot of potential and opportunity in the same way. So fearsofchoicebook.com is going to walk you through the evolution of fear in the human experience. It's going to unfold for you how that shows up in your world so that you can, in real time, as you're reading the book, be able to see how these things are unfolding in your life. And then the third section of the book talks all about how we can make change to that and how we can alter that relationship with fear so that we spin up our energy, we expand our potential and opportunity, and we find the core of love in our experience, and that becomes the default as opposed to fear. So www.fearsofchoicebook.com. Check it out. I know you'll love it, and I appreciate you taking time. We'll be right back. All right, y'all, my world is good. How's your world? My world is good. And this is the year, self-proclaimed year of conscious creation. And this movement for me has been going since the beginning of the year. We are now a full 10 months in, 9 months into the movement. And I can't even begin to tell you how impactful it's been. I use this every single day, twice a day, just like I suggest, 10 times when I wake, 10 times at night. And then throughout the day, if I feel my alignment getting a little wonky, I can call on this energy because I've built the habit of it. My world is good. My world is good. And when you add the level of appreciation to that, what happens is that you activate within your energy a profound amount of love, but a profound amount of goodness. Because remember, perception is simply your thoughts, ideas, and beliefs reflected back to you through what you're perceiving with your five senses. So as you generate this energy, well, let me back up just a second. So here we are, 7.5 to 8 billion unique worlds inhabiting one planet. And I say inhabiting one planet in unique worlds because we are unique within the world of ourselves, because no one can create our life for us. No one can live our life for us. So we have to take the responsibility and we have to step into that conscious creation element that says, my world is good. I see goodness and my world is good. And I start to program that into my mind, into my experience. And what happens is that I begin to have it reflected back to me in my perception. And when we each do that, and then we come together, this neutral positive energy creates a powerful tipping point in the mass consciousness that shifts into this positive creation, into this goodness. And we begin to see more and more of it. But the cool thing too that happens, and you can see it happening in the world, is that as we continue to do this, as we build that energy, we can begin to see the things that are in the way of that goodness showing up. And then we can move beyond it. So things have to change in order for that goodness to show up. And that's the way it should be. And that's the way it needs to be. Because as we raise our elevate our energy, we want to surrender those energies that no longer serve us, those lower vibratory energies that no longer take us where we want to go. So my world is good. Join the movement. It only requires your energy, your attention, and intention. And I love how many of you are a part of it. Hashtag my world is good is all over the place. Step into this with me. Step into this with us so that we can create this powerful tipping point and move into much greater things. So my world is good. My world is good. Continue on, and we'll be back right after this. All right. I am excited to bring on our two guests today. I'm going to take a second here and go through their bios before I bring them on. So Jules Arness is the founder and creator of Eternal Gold Beauty, Deku, and Ohm Codes. And Jules fully stepped into the co-creation with her divine when she heard the message. The divine is the CEO of your company. At that moment, Jules felt free. She moved through many trials and errors as she found herself developing her company in the new earth frequencies. It didn't take long for Jules to tap into creating with the divine in the abstract frequency. In this space, Jules created a platform that is changing what it means to be human. She finds that unity, oneness, and uplifting others is the pathway to creating a new earth reality. And as the platform evolves, all those who choose to be part of this beautiful collaboration tap into a frequency that is undeniable. Unity in creation, the pathway to the new earth, is truly magical. And Jules started her walk with spirit at the age of 16 when she had a chance encounter with a woman that saw her gift as a seer. And through the synergy of connecting with her soul family, she revealed a method to transform cellular intelligence. And with over 27 years of vibrational healing and multiple accreditations, Jules developed her superpower of tracing energy patterns to find the beliefs or programs that keep us in the cycle of aging and disease. She created Deku cellular readings and ohm codes to lead us to finding the power of becoming new human. And Jennifer Thompson, who is a Deku master teacher and practitioner, Jennifer's journey into energetic and spiritual healing started with the intention to heal herself. She was suffering from chronic pain, depression, anxiety, allergies, and was tired of remedies offered by Western medicine. As a result, Jennifer started studying Reiki and several other modalities, and she kept working on herself and with other energy practitioners until she was healed. She no longer suffers from the ailments that led her to seek answers. Jennifer's new awareness on how she healed and her connection to the divine and the divine within her created a longing for more. Eventually, she found Deku. This was the more she was looking for. Jennifer is now certified, Ohm Code certified, and a master teacher. Deku and Ohm Codes are part of her daily life. They harmoniously support her relationship with the divine, and they support her happiness, vitality, creativity, joy, and freedom. All amazing things and all incredible stuff. And here they are. Pardon my glasses that were reflecting all over the place. Hello, ladies. Welcome to the show. I'm so glad you're here. How are you today?
Great, Jim. How are you?
I am well. Good to see you. We are going to have a great conversation today. Your awakening is as unique as you are. So these shows that we're doing together, as I mentioned at the beginning, is a bit of a collaboration in that I'm supporting these amazing ladies in this wonderful retreat that's coming up in November. And we decided that it'd be great to start kind of talking about awakening and talking about building the energy of this as over the months as we get to this in November. So I'm very excited that you're here and looking forward to this conversation.
Wonderful. Hi.
So let's dive into this. So where did this idea of your awakening is as unique as you are? I was, as I was thinking about the show and thinking about the retreat and just thinking in general about how I experience the idea of awakening, I became really clear as I've talked with my clients and with my friends, that everybody has a different perception of what that means, and that there are ways that you can kind of tap into it and sort of like what we talk about when I do the broadcast notes. There's sort of guardrails that you kind of use or posts that you can kind of reach for. But what happens on the inside is very personal. It's very unique because we all came with very different experiences, life experiences, historical experience, genealogical experiences. And so the evolution of it is so powerfully individual. And I wanted to share that message because I often wonder if people kind of hesitate because they think there's a prescribed path to this process and or that there is a way or a specific track that you have to take. And I kind of think the answer is no to that question. I think that it's very unique. What do you guys think in your experience of your own awakenings and transformation?
Do you want to go first, Jennifer?
I definitely
ready go.
I definitely think it's unique, and I love that there's information out there for people to connect to, so that they can kind of check in to see, you know, like, have other people experience this. but I don't want that to limit anybody. You know, we're in a time now where things are changing so fast, right? Yeah. And that allows us to change quickly, to allows us to evolve faster than ever and heal faster than ever, mm-hmm. although we're already whole. But it is unique for each person. While some people may, you know, really step into the role of, say, a change maker or a light worker, or feel like they need to, you know, be in the public and speaking and communicating with others and sharing their story, others may feel like they're doing their work at home with their children.
Yes.
And it's more of a private process. And both are great. And I mean, not to put a value on it, but it is unique how it happens for each person. Sometimes it's more physical. Shows in all kinds of ways.
Oh, I love that, Jennifer, because, and the thing that I love about it in particular in the way that you phrased it is because here, all of us have all of these characteristics that we bring to the table and all of these gifts that we bring to the table. And one of the challenges that I have with the whole kind of the broader stroke of the awakening consciousness is that people have to go from 0 to 100, like now. And many aren't ready for that idea. And one particular concept is that we're going to heal the world, or we're going to change the world. And that for me is a very daunting and also somewhat limiting concept, because, and I'll tell you why, because I think that's an evolution that each person has to come to in the process of their awakening. And some may never come to a place of feeling the desire to change the world. They just may want to change their world. They just want to change their experience, and not realizing until they do that, that is impacting the world. But don't go from, I want to wake up and heal the world. Don't go there, because you will fall off the wagon. You will not feel comfortable, and you will hate the process, because you're putting it all outside of yourself. And that's exactly the opposite of what you want to do.
Just talking about that, Jim, with a friend of mine the other day, of what you're talking about when we have that desire to have others come with us is actually what I find is the last part that we actually have to let go of in order to ascend to the next. Because when we see the reflection that's of wanting to whatever, save the world, we're actually seeing in that reflection that there's something wrong. And to actually be in an awakened state and to stay in that state, that we see everything in the highest light, and that it's our, what you're talking about, like change yourself, change the world, that is how we do it. And when we stay in that place of, I call it expression, and not looking for reflection, we're consistently putting that divine frequency into our reality, which is actually creating.
Love that. Love that. Yeah, because that's that whole that speaks exactly to where things can fall apart, and they don't need to, because when we start this process, I mean, we say we start this process as though, you know, we went online and we signed up for the course and now we're going to go there, you know, which it didn't happen for me that way. I don't know if it's been happening for y'all that way, but it's a little more organic than that to me. But it's so extraordinary when you start to surrender to all of who you are, which is really the beginning of that process, and releasing yourself from the basics, releasing resistance, releasing your judgments of yourself in particular. But laying these sort of foundational elements, that takes time, and it takes focus, and it takes attention, and it takes intention. And those don't necessarily change overnight. Those habits, you know, depending, I mean, I'm 57 years old. The habits I built have been around for a long time. You know, for anybody, depending on how old you are in the spectrum, you've been living in the fear bubble for a long time. You've been hopefully migrating out of that consciousness and learning more about self, but these changes take time. And so that's why I think I said, when I go from that 0 to 100 thing, people kind of go, yeah, no, I you know, they're, I don't want to go that direction, because that's not organic to them. Mm-hmm. And I think that the awakening has to be organic to who you are. And so we don't want to make it a thing. You know what I mean? We don't want to make it it's a great benchmark because I think everybody can strive, but that how it unfolds for us is very, very different in that regard.
I would even take that a step further in that, like for me, I never had the awakening. I think actually, you know what my awakening was? I think I was maybe in middle school when I realized that not everybody was awake. I was like, oh, not everybody thinks the way that I think. And that was my own awakening. But I think within that, I say awakening is actually the first level. The first level of consciousness is unconsciousness. And then the second level is when we wake up, but we consistently wake up to different elements of ourselves. To think that there's just like the one awakening, I think awakening is a journey. And to think that we're going to actually reach a level of consciousness where we won't consistently awaken, I think we're limiting ourselves.
Agreed. Jen, did you want to say something?
Oh yeah. It's my practice, you know, my daily spiritual practice in a way to be consistently asking the divine, like with gratitude, like what is my next to let go of, show me, and without expectation. And even as I say that right now, I felt something lift off. Mm-hmm. No clue what it was.
Yeah.
And it just feels good. So that's it'll be fantastic. Interesting to see what the rest of my day looks like now.
Yes, I love it. I love that. All right, this is a great intro. I'm going to take a minute here. We're going to do a moment to focus. This is an important part for me of the show of where the rubber meets the road. So, ladies, I'm going to set you in the green room for a minute. We're going to do a moment to focus, and then we're going to carry on. We'll be right back with you. All right, gang. This is a part of the show that I like every week. This is important to me because a daily practice is essential. I don't care whether you call it awakening. I don't care whether you call it transformation. I don't care if you call it religion. I don't care what you call it. But what you got to have is a foundational process that helps you to maintain within the context of this time-space reality, within this world that is filled in with all kinds of different stuff. We are responsible for this. So when you build a habit, when you are building into more understanding of who you are, or expanding your energy, or raising your energy, or raising your vibration, there has to be an element of a daily practice, something that stimulates and activates your field in a way that spins your energy up and raises your frequency. That can be done in meditation. It can be done in hikes. It can be done in dancing. It can be done in yoga. There are an unlimited, just like there are, you know, the awakening is unique. So too is the thing that jazzes your energy. Some people don't do well in a strictly meditative environment. Some need to have movement in their meditation because they need to feel connected physically. Some don't like movement and prefer to be quiet and sit on a rock under a tree. Some prefer to sing or do other things like run or whatever that may be. So let's begin this now as you settle into where you are, wherever it is you are, and just start breathing in through the nose and out through the mouth. I want you to focus your breath in through the nose and out through the mouth. And just become aware of your breath. Become aware of the experience of your breath as you inhale through the nose and exhale from the mouth. And as you become aware of the breath, focus your energy, focus your awareness into that breath, into the center of your heart, right into the center of your chest. If you take your middle fingers and just feel into the breastbone, right into that heart space, you'll feel a soft spot. You'll feel a little divot there. Just feel into that. Feel into that space as you continue to inhale through the nose and exhale from the mouth. And focus your awareness into that heart space. Focus your awareness as the breath expands and contracts. And as you focus into that space now, let your eyes close. Take yourself internally into your heart and be into the center of your heart. You can keep your finger there if you prefer to keep your awareness of it as you inhale through the nose and exhale from the mouth. And as your eyes are closed and you're focusing on the inside, I want you to become aware now of your field, of your energy, the you that exists beyond this physical body that you have. I want you to become aware of this enormous field of energy that surrounds you. This is the all of you. This is the more of you. This is the greater part of you, greater because it is the largest part of you. Even though the physical body appears to be, when you focus into your field from the heart and look at your field, you will see this magnificence of all that you are. Focus into that as you breathe in through the nose and out through the mouth, feeling the intensity and power of all of that energy that you carry in this world. And I want you to notice as you're purveying this field of glorious energy all around you, notice that in the field, in different places, you'll notice some density. And what do I mean by that? You'll notice some areas that are denser, that are thicker, maybe crunchier, maybe darker. Just notice them. This is for you to observe how you store in your field, how thoughts hang out in your energy field, how trauma sits in your energy, how unresolved arguments sit in your space. Just be aware of them. None of them are necessary to be there. We just tend to hold them at bay until we can get to them. And so today we're going to get to them a little bit. We're going to try to surrender some of that energy, because what I want you to do as you're focused into the heart right now is I want you to see and experience that field, and I want you to call that field into your heart. Call that energy, pulling it into the center of your being, into your heart. And as you do, leave all of that debris out there. Let it be cleansed and purified. Return to where it came from. Just let it be. Pull your energy in. Feel the warmth. Feel the tingling. Feel the expansion that's happening in your chest as you bring this enormous field of energy into your heart space. And it's almost like it's nuclear. As you bring it closer, it intensifies and it glows even brighter and expands even more. Feel that as you breathe in through the nose and out through the mouth. And as you settle into that experience, and it may be a tad uncomfortable for a second, that's okay. Breathe in through the nose and out through the mouth. Continue to find balance in this experience of your energy. This is you experiencing you. Feel into that. Let it unfold inside of you. And as you are in that space, let that consciousness roam around the inside of your body. Become aware of, begin to have a relationship with all of the magnificence of this physical vessel that enables you to be here on this planet, to go through the process of awakening. Notice all of the systems that are working without your effort. Notice all of the systems that are working in harmony, except when your thoughts and emotions and energy create disharmony. Notice the impact that those things can have. Be aware of the experience of the inside of you working in harmony from the nanoparticle level to the organ level to the body level. Feel it all. And as you do now, we're going to focus even more intently into the breath, breathing in through the nose and out through the mouth. I'm going to ask you to breathe into a count of four. At the top, you're going to rest in that amazing full experience. And then you're going to consciously choose to surrender that breath. You're going to release it to a count of six. We're going to purge all that old energy and air out of the system. And then we're going to rest in that void for just a moment, resting in that void in anticipation of the next moment of creation. Because every breath is a moment of creation. Every breath you take, you are creating life. So as you breathe in through the nose and out through the mouth, as you learn to manage your breath, so too will you learn to manage your energy, because it is one and the same. You are calling forth prana and life force and chi, and you are bringing that life force into this body to be expressed. So let's focus now as we do into the breath as we inhale to a count of four. Inhaling, two, three, four. Feeling full, feeling amazing, relaxing the neck and the shoulders and the body, just feeling that magnificence. And now choosing to let it go as you surrender the breath to a count of six, two, three, four, five, six. Beautiful. Resting in that empty space, resting in not know, being comfortable with not knowing, but choosing to consciously engage the lungs as we bring in new air and new life force. Inhaling two, three, four. Again, feeling the expansion through the chest, feeling the openness in the back, resting in that beautiful space of fullness, and consciously choosing to surrender it now as you exhale. Two, three, four, five, six. And now we rest in the void, in the not know, in anticipation, in a space of anticipation as we prepare for the next moment of creation. As we inhale, 2, 3, 4, feeling that fullness, feeling that richness. And then we surrender it again. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Fantastic. Waiting, sitting in that space of not know, in that void space, being comfortable there, because that is too part of the awakening. As you continue the breath on your own at this point, continuing to breathe into a count of 4, taking all of that air, noticing how your lungs and your chest expand as you fill each time a little bit more, and then relaxing around that experience and letting it be rich and wonderful, and then choosing to surrender it consciously, letting that moment go so that you can step into the next moment. And you surrender it to that count of 6, letting all that air purge out of you, letting all that old energy out, because you know you're going to prepare yourself for a new influx of energy. And here you go, taking another breath, feeling that magnificence and continuing to feel that experience, staying connected deeply to the breath as you feel that magnificent energy continue to circulate through you. And as you do, I want you to take these words and just let them wash over you. Let them inform your experience and let them be in the now moment. And then you can choose to surrender it with the breath if you so choose to. I am the evolution of God realized as matter. I inform and guide that expression as the pure expression of God. I show up as God. I connect as God. I align as God. I am creation realized. And from that, I create, I expand, I engage. I am. Feel that breath continue to course through you. Feel that amazing energy that is you. And now, as you're still sitting in that breath cycle, I want you to release your energy back out beyond your body again. And I want you to observe it as it expands, because I want you to experience how far it will go. You will not be able to see the end of it in a minute. All directions, you expand in all directions. And all of you interacts with all of me and all of us. We interact in this together. Feel that experience, be a part of that experience. And now we're going to bring our awareness back to our conversation. Gently bring yourself back in. I'm going to bring Jules and Jennifer back into the conversation now. And thank you for being a part of this. Here we go. Wow. Carrying on. Thanks, guys.
That was wonderful.
Thank you. Felt very, very, very good. So I wanted to take us a little bit into talking a little bit about our experience of this. What the bleep is going on for me is about, we're talking about awakening. We're talking about all these powerful changes. There's so much happening right now for everybody. I've been doing shows with Shelly Antina, a master astrologer, who's helping us to see the planetary influences of all the retrograde that's been going on in the new, and now some of those outer planets going direct and those new influences, and seeing what's happening in our world with pandemics and government, whatever it's doing. And all of the things that are unfolding for us, which I interestingly find can be very distracting to the process that is at hand, because it keeps us caught in all these stories about things that ultimately don't matter. But what the heck is going on? What are you guys experiencing out there? What are you seeing happening as a part of your own unfolding?
This is actually a kind of a passion for me, because, you know, I think that whatever our reality is showing us is only showing us to create a choice and ultimately move into what I call divine creation, because we're not here to agree with something of any kind of story. And if you think about it, anything that's already informed, whether that's a thought, a story, something we actually see, has already been created. And we're not here for that. You know, and I'm going to guess if you're a big part of what Jim does is that we're here to live from that heart space that you just so beautifully brought us into. And so if we're identifying in our own story or somebody else's story, we're identifying with an illusion. And that's the opportunity where even if we're creating a story that's at a higher frequency and it's moving us into another experience, I say do that.
Yeah. And then you still need to surrender the story at some point. So exactly. It's all good. but it's a good point because there isn't wrong steps in any of this process, y'all. That's the thing that, again, about the uniqueness of this. You are marching this in your energy, in your vibration, in your experience. So there aren't wrong choices. They're simply choices that have different ramifications. They're choices that have different outcomes. That's all the spectrum truly is. And when you step into that and you really get it that you're not at effect, the profoundness of what's going on right now lays on you very differently because you see nothing but opportunity. That's what I really experience now is it's very rare that I see anything but opportunity. And that's kind of an extraordinary thing, I think, and a place that I want everybody to get to because everybody can have such a profound experience of that. Jen, do you have any thoughts about that or any experience with that?
Yes, it's really actually shifted quite dramatically for me in the last week. My physical body is behaving as a barometer for me about the love fear dynamic, you could say. Mm-hmm. And I have to be staying in an authentic place of love and in the connection with the divine. And if I'm moving into a place of fear, be it myself, my fear or somebody else's, and especially if I'm trying to make a decision from that place, lately I've been getting really nauseous. So that's been my signal that you're trying to, you know, from myself, I'm talking to myself, I'm trying to move forward from a place of fear. And so I have to halt. I have to stop and pause and look at it and trace the energy and do the work within myself and reattune myself to the divine, to love, and then make choices from there. And be it, I have to sleep on it, like not make an answer then. Do whatever it is.
Good for you.
And before I might have even gone to the place of fear, like, oh, I have to know right now. I have to make a decision. It's all going to be okay. Yeah. But that quick feeling of nauseousness is like, okay, like pause. And so I'm excited to see how that keeps changing my life and how I make decisions and how I move forward.
That's very cool. I can tell you, I talk about this on the show all the time. I live from a space, I call it energy up, energy down. I feel into every experience. And the reason I do that is exactly what you described, is as I feel into things, my energy will either spin up or it'll spin down. And if my energy drops or spins down, I stop, I step back, because for whatever reason in that moment, that thing in me are not in alignment. So I need to find out what I don't know. I need to find out more information. I need to explore this. And that exploration could take 30 seconds or it could take a week. It could take a month. It just depends on the situation. But what I don't do is engage anything that causes my energy to drop. Nothing. If it's up, if it's a spin, I'm all in. Dive in head first. I'm ready. Because I know the outcome will be in my favor, will be in the favor of my energy, right? In the favor of expansion. So I love the way you described that, but I wanted to bring more to it for the listeners because that's a very powerful place to be. And it's a very impactful place that everyone can exist from, right? Everyone can live in that space of energy up, energy down. It's going to be different for everybody how it shows up. I don't get nauseous. I get pissy, you know? So mine's a little different. I get irritated.
And that's what we're talking about, right? How it's different for every person.
Exactly.
And I might have been getting signals all along that I wasn't picking up on, but I'm very clear about it now. And I'll be grateful if it switches to something from nausea. I'm all for that. That's great.
Yes, that's good. That's good. And just as a side note for that, a lot of times with the nausea is because that's something you're working through a major power level. once the power level shifts, the nausea will go away because it's not a power issue anymore.
It's actually way better than it's been. It's more subtle now, and I'm picking
which
up
is on fabulous. Yeah. And I love that too, because that's another way that I think that we can talk about the uniqueness of the awakening is it isn't necessarily about berating yourself about it. It's simply about being in awareness of it and then letting yourself be informed by, wow, I'm having this experience and this is odd. What am I missing? What do I want to see? What do I want to know? What do I need to learn about? And keep it as a positive forward moving thing. Again, for the listeners out there that you don't get, it's not about getting mired in the stuff. It's about awareness of it and then moving past it, moving into it in a way that lets it expand and lets you expand, as opposed to, I got to go in my rabbit hole and figure this out. No, that was the old stuff. That's not that way anymore.
Old paradigm.
Yeah, old paradigm, for sure. So we are there already, guys. We got to take a quick break here. I am going to actually, let's just take this moment. Jen, you're going to talk about the retreat, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So let's just bring that on. I'm going to step out. I'm going to leave you on and bring up the screen and let you share with the crew what's coming on, what's coming up in a little bit here. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go.
So coming up in November on 11/11, we are going to have the Activate Your Evolution Retreat. It'll be 4 days, the 11th through the 14th. This is going to be a virtual retreat. And it's really about accelerating your evolution and raising your frequency. And we're going to have a great group of 9 way showers or change makers that all are going to bring something different to the event. So there'll be over the course of the weekend, different times. It'll be the same time each day, but they're going to have a short interview with each person. And then each person will have like a question and answer session, as well as doing some sort of an activation or doing clearings or whatever that person is bringing. They'll have an offering of some sort. And this is just bringing all of us together that are feeling the calling or want to be in this space. And you can really make it like an event for you because it's going to be over the 4 days. You can do things like, you know, prepare baths for yourselves or rest or, you know, eating well, taking walks, but really to raise your vibration. And everyone's bringing something special, their special thing to offer for everyone. And after this event, you can either continue to work with whoever you see, if you feel a calling or curiosity with those people. But really anything that you get from those sessions with the people, you'll take that information and how your frequency has been raised and your elevation or pardon me, your evolution is expanding. And you can take that into the world, sort of like a ripple effect. It's just a gift that keeps on giving. And so we are super excited for this weekend. It's still kind of, you know, percolating, but it's coming together so beautifully. Everybody that's bringing their offerings such from a heartfelt space, because everyone wants to do something really special. So I'm super excited.
Right on. That sounds amazing. www.activateevolution.com is the website. Are they able to sign up or register yet on the website?
I don't think yet. I think it'll be up next week, though, really soon.
Cool.
It is free. I don't know if she said that, but it is a free retreat.
Right on. Activate Evolution, y'all. We're going to check this out again, November 11th. Let me put the graphic back up again. November 11th to the 14th. Going to be a great retreat. It's free, and you're going to get all kinds of great interaction with people that are going to help you with some of the stuff we're talking about today. And helping us to step into this in a really powerful way. I think there was another question I had about it. I wanted to make sure I asked it. We talked about it'll be up. If you go to YouTube, to my YouTube channel, Adventures in Truth Livecast, the shows that Jewel and I've been doing, I'm putting information about the retreat in the notes. So the Activate Evolution link is there as well. And I can put it, I'll be putting it on this show as well, so that, As they get into more promotion, you'll see it all over the place. So
thank you.
Looking forward to that. It's going to be a great event. So activatedevolution.com, check it out. And let's carry on, shall we? I wanted to talk for just a second before we get into the closing here. We've got about 15 minutes, I think, getting into some ideas of what can help people. Is this idea of understanding your uniqueness. And initially when I wrote that, it was sort of, well, I want you to understand your uniqueness. But beyond that, I want the understanding of your uniqueness in this process is about giving yourself permission. It's about giving yourself a break. It's about giving yourself space to understand your uniqueness, because many people don't really grasp the idea of uniqueness. Like we are, you know, 8.5 or 8 billion unique sparks of the divine. So our source is the same, but our expression is vastly different. And getting to know that uniqueness is what awakening is all about. It's wait, there's more. Wait, there's more? What? There's more? What? I don't need this anymore? Boom. Okay. And you learn to kind of step into those things. So I would love to hear you guys' thoughts about that. And if you feel the same way or not.
Yeah. You know, it's funny as I've just went through kind of an interesting shift where I don't know how else to describe it, but I feel like all my cells were wiped of cellular memory. I think what I hear you saying and what I've definitely had a lot of experiences of is shifting identities. And it's like, okay, well, I saw myself that way. But, you know, for me, I have this saying that says, allow something to be true for just a long enough time that you embody it, but then move past it. Allow yourself to kind of move back into that abstract place, because that's what we're here for, right? And I think in that, by doing that, we do see ourselves through that uniqueness in different frequencies or different realities. And it's when we kind of hone in and we decide, ooh, this is what I'm going to be, that we limit ourselves to what we can become. And so I think that's what I hear you saying, but that's what I'm going with.
No, that's great. That's great. Now, there's no, you know, like I said, this for me, I mean, you know, you and I have talked about this before, Jules, too. And that is the other part of our uniqueness is that we come at it from languaging from a different perspective. You know, our experiences have informed our language. So what you're saying is exactly what I was saying, but it's coming from a different perspective, which adds a dynamic of inclusion, because now the people who couldn't hear me could hear you and can hear us. And now we have that many more people that can hear. And then Jennifer's included in that. So then Jennifer brings her vibe. And now we're exponential in who we can reach, because each of us uniquely showed up and our signal is bright and strong. But when we forget that uniqueness, our signal gets dim and dumb. And that's why I think it's important to remember that, because you're here for a purpose. Whatever that is, you're here for that. And it could be many things, but ultimately it's experiences and growth and evolution. And so here we are, understanding that is to me what awakening is. It is, I am unique. How am I unique? And what do I bring to the world? And what do I bring to my world? Start there, you know, and then let it unfold to maybe it never goes out into the world. Maybe it stays in a world that you've created with family and friends and extended family. All of that's beautiful, because it's all affecting everybody and creating positive change. So do you have any thoughts about the unique aspect, Jennifer?
What was just kind of coming in for me about that is we can get attached to our identity as sort of a way to feel safe, which is associated with the fear, right? And so as we're evolving and awakening and things are changing for us, just as Jules is talking about, like being comfortable with our uniqueness for so long or our truth for so long and then moving into the next, when we can be comfortable with knowing that our safety isn't dependent upon any aspect of who we are, truly that trust in the divine, is the thing, you know, that really supports us.
Good.
Yeah.
I like that. Yeah. And I agree too. I think that all shifts when you recognize that everything is happening in your favor, you stop relating to that victim mentality. You stop relating to the I'm at effect, and you start stepping into that uniqueness in a more powerful way. I love that. Mm-hmm. All right, guys, for the last few minutes here, I would love to talk more about consciously tapping into your evolution and awakening kind of tools and tips. This doesn't have to be anything earth shattering. I just love to be able to provide something people can walk away with that they could do now, you know, or they can do when they get done with the show, that they could, if they wanted to take 10 minutes or 5 minutes, or just something that they can incorporate as a habit that they can begin to build throughout their day. For instance, the one that comes to mind right off the top of my head is one that I used for years that I found and still find absolutely incredibly impactful. And that is the idea that comes from law of attraction. Everything is always working out for me. Everything is always working out for me. It seems simple and it seems silly, but when you start to work with that, when you start to say that, when you start to feel that and appreciate that and what you see happen in the world, I've seen absolutely miraculous things happen in situations that shouldn't happen by finding that space of truly knowing that everything is working in my favor. Everything is always working out for me. It's a first step, but boy, oh boy, when you can walk down the street or drive your car to work or whatever you're doing and just live in the space of everything is always working out for me. Everything is always working out for me. It's not a selfish proclamation in the sense that you're taking from anyone. You are simply affirming your rightness in the world and that it's all here for all of us. And so that's my first little offering to at least something you can walk away with and start doing now. It's a powerful thing. Guys, have anything?
You know what? I just want to reflect on what you were saying, and what I was seeing as you were speaking was, you know, we could see it like this grid of the divine design. And when we're claiming our space in that, of like everything's working out in my favor, we're claiming our right to our part of our design. Yeah. And in that, we're supporting others to do the same. So I love that. You know, the one that came to me was just taking the moment before we make a choice to just go into our hearts and really ask, is this coming from my heart? Am I basing my choice on emotion, on what somebody else wants, what I think others want? And then going into the heart, and when I'm saying yes or no from that space, a saying that I say is, when I say yes to the divine, I cannot fail. And so whatever it is that I'm saying yes to, or I'm starting a new project or a new relationship, whatever it is, it cannot fail if it's in that frequency of the divine. And I don't mean that in an ego way of like, if it doesn't work out the way I want it, but when we truly step into that place of saying, starting any journey from that place, we don't see failure because it's perfection. Exactly. Very similar to what you were talking about, that divine design.
Beautiful. I love that because that's the abstractness you were talking about earlier. It's not attaching to a story. It doesn't have an attachment to stuff and things. It's just being present with this moment. And then in the next moment, I've learned, I'm different, I'm new. I'm you know, and so that doesn't need a story. How about you, Jen? Anything, Jennifer, for you, anything come to mind?
Yeah, I think that when I'm getting ready in the morning and I'm, you know, in the bathroom, like combing my hair or taking a shower or something, I'm always in a kind of a little bit of a meditative state because it's sort of repetitive. And if I've got something that's sort of like weighing on my mind or something I'm thinking about it, I always ask the divine to show me then and just kind of let whatever's going to come through, because especially like blow drying my hair, you know, it just kind of makes me kind of quiet, you know,
go zen. Yes.
Yeah. And it's always amazing what comes through when I'm in the bathroom, just getting ready in the morning in that kind of state. And so I just think that's a great place for people to just, because their mind kind of quiets down anyways, just to kind of get in the habit of connecting with the divine when you're quiet in the morning in the bathroom, getting ready. So
I love that. Yeah. Because I mean, you've got the water, you've got, you know, so you're purifying. There's lots of things going on there that seem like they're just daily activities, but when you focus differently into them, they're anything but regular activities. And that's the beauty of awakening is that you see those things as opportunities that before were just, okay, I got to get ready for work. Now it's, I've got to get ready. Yeah. Here we go. I'm getting ready.
Yeah.
That's so cool. Well, we still have a little bit of time here. So I'm going to throw another one. And if y'all have another one, you can throw one in too. This one I have been using. And you know, when we talked earlier about the construct of healing the world, that was one that took a while. And the other one that also took a while is actively using love. I think there was a period of time where I kind of thought I didn't get it. I didn't quite understand how that worked. And that's changed a lot. And now I find myself, as I do my walks in the morning, if I find myself going down a rabbit hole, you know, I'm going down some thought about somebody who's doing something, and I'm making up some story about whatever, I'll catch it. And now what I'll do immediately is just say, you know what? I'm just going to put love in this situation right now. I'm surrounding me and this person in love. And as soon as I do that, everything else falls away. And the fun part of that is that I don't even attend to that person anymore. The whole thing is gone. And now I'm in a new moment, and I can pick that up if I want to, or I can have a different thought, but I put love into the space and it changes things instantly. And it just blows my mind, because even in the throes, you know, when we're in the throes of our little agitations and we're like, yeah, but they didn't say, and they needed to, and I stop and I go, why don't I just put love in this? Because this isn't solving many things. So let me just love this right now and just give this person as much love as I can and fill us both with love. And all of that nonsense goes away. And what an extraordinary feeling to know that I don't have to stay there in that space of ick. You know what I mean? And again, that's just a practice thing. It's as easy as saying, no, in this moment, I choose to put love in this situation. I choose to do that right here, right now, because I don't want to ruin my moment right here, right now, because I'm not solving anything right here, right now. So there's another little tidbit there. Do you guys have anything else you want to throw in the mix?
I have one that kind of piggybacks on yours, and maybe it would be more actually actively in a conversation. But one of my favorite things to do is, before the conversation starts, is to create the intention that my high self and their high self come together. But then I normally will take, and this is kind of something new I've been playing with, is taking it a step further and kind of infusing or attuning our frequencies to even a higher frequency, what I call the divine or the divine mind, cosmic mind, whatever you want to say. And then in that moment, that I can kind of feel the energy come into more of our level of consciousness, to where maybe we're actually connecting. So we have kind of this high self connection, but then we just attuned the consciousness that we're actually reflecting in to a higher state of consciousness. And it's kind of fun, because then at that place, you're super aware of really keeping the conversation in harmony to that energy. And it's kind of fun. It's a nice way to just go about your day. I mean, even with somebody at the grocery store, it doesn't have to be like an intense conversation.
Love that. I love, cause you're using intention, and that's, you know, that sets the ground for everything. You can do tons of things with intention. So being able to set up those conversations in your energetic space, that's a win-win in my book. Totally a win-win. All right, Jennifer, you get the last one if you got one.
Okay. When I have an awareness of something that doesn't feel like it's working for me, or that I would like to have change in my life, I just thank the divine for showing me with my awareness that I would like something to change. And it's not that I set the attention that, like, oh, it has to look exactly like this in order for me to be happy. It's, I just have gratitude for the awareness. And then hand it over to the vine, and then I wait to see what changes. And I usually start feeling better about it, like, so quickly, but I don't know how it's going to show up, like what will be different.
Yeah.
So just the awareness, gratitude for the awareness.
Love it. Love it. Gratitude and appreciation. Foundational. I love that. All right, guys, we are at the end of our time. You guys have been amazing. Thank you so much for being part of the show. Thank you for another amazing conversation. I've loved every minute of this. And I hope that you guys have gained something from it. For you guys out there listening, I hope that we're able to provide you some value today and that you can walk away with some tools and tips and things that will help you step into your own awakening in a very conscious way. And we look forward to hopefully encountering you at the 1111 retreat here, Activate Evolution. And we'll look forward to seeing you next time. Ladies, thank you so much for being part of the show. We will see you again on the other side. And thank you all for being here. And we'll see you again very soon. Thank you very much. Bye-bye. Bye, everybody. Dun, dun. Me and my buttons. There we go. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Adventures in Truth Livecast. Please like, subscribe, and share. If you'd like to learn more about Jim's book, Fear is a Choice, Unraveling the Illusion of Our Separation from Love, check it out at www.fearisachoicebook.com. Also check out Moments of Truth, a new offering from Adventures in Truth. If you'd like to work with Jim, check out www.thescientetransformation.com to book a session. Tune in live every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Mountain Standard Time and every Friday, 5 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, or look for our new releases and podcasts every Monday. Until next time, be well, and we'll see you again on Adventures in Truth Livecast.